Headplant isn't just a brand, it's a mindset. Rooted in wellness, empowered by plants, Headplant creates small-batch CBD products designed to support ritual self-care from the inside out. From calming tinctures to nourishing hair and skin formulas, everything is made right on site with intention, purity, and purpose. This is more than self-care. It's a daily ritual, planting the thought of slowing down, showing up for yourself, and choosing clean, effective products that actually work. Explore the full line of CBD essentials crafted with care and backed by nature. Headplant, planting the thought of ritual self-care.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a reminder of what makes America stronger isn't a headline or a hashtag.
It's people, from the ones building our homes to the ones rebuilding their lives.
Veterans, tradesmen, neighbors, and volunteers, real people doing real things.
Here we find common ground first, and then we work on our differences.
This is the Collective Perspective Podcast,
where purpose, people, and progress meet.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Collective Perspective Podcast, and today we're trying something a little bit new. We have three people in the studio. First off, my buddy Travis is with me.
Welcome everybody, glad to be back.
And then our new friend Mindy.
Hi, how are you?
What's your last name, Mindy?
Stamulus.
Stamulus, kind of like stimulus.
I've been called a lot of things. I'm not even kidding.
She is the founder and the owner of a company called Headplant. And we'll let you explain exactly what that is.
Headplant is a plant-based kind of a body topical systems for really kind of, kind of helping serve you for your most optimum health for whatever your journey is for the individual. So in reality, we're mending skin, we're moving muscles, we're growing stronger hair, we're kind of really optimizing your body ecology. And then of course from there we usually like to go a little bit even deeper beyond that as to lifestyle and your daily rituals, your habits, and how we can kind of meet you at that intersection.
As the founder, how did you come about the concept and what is the idea behind it?
So I would probably say that, I guess for context, I have a near 30-year history in cosmetology. And then I would say for the past 6 years, I had a deep dive study into medical herbalism. So really, Headplant almost kind of lives at that intersection. So sometimes I joke about how Headplant started from a place of needing to take care of dandruff and scalp issues, because we kind of all had that, including myself, from just a range from something that was inflamed and irritated to probably even like psoriasis. But it also, to me, it just spoke about how that tells me it was an ingredient thing, a synthetic ingredient, which is kind of hard to get away from. So I kind of pivoted at some point and I started studying plant medicine.
Did you go to college for this stuff?
I actually found here in Jacksonville, I actually found a holistic school of like medicine, if you will. It was almost like in our backyard and it was really a hidden gem. And I actually went there to complete my Reiki studies, to be quite honest.
They call those CAM schools, C-A-M, complementary alternative medicines, I think. Am I off base on that, or?
I don't know, but I would say, yeah, honestly, because it's kind of like a really oddly acknowledged science, for lack of a better word. But, I really enjoyed my studies there, the community there, and I really enjoyed listening and learning under who ultimately became my mentor. And I knew that I wanted to keep going. And so I spoke to her about what I do back in the salon and what the need was. And so together, we formulated a prototype, brought it back to the salon, test ran it on some people, and it was just so brilliant the way that it worked. I've never allowed to use the word cure, but it cured it, whatever was going on. I'm like, that's the jam. And so really the product developed before the name Headplant came around, you know, ultimately. And it just, I went on to study and study and study. I don't think I even realized how long I was studying for until I kind of came up for air, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I found when I was in school, same thing. You study, you get into something that you really like.
Yeah.
And time just kind of stands still until you get out the other side of it.
Oh, absolutely. I swear, I popped my head up and they were like, here's all your diplomas. And I was like, oh my God. And at that point, I was already at a PhD level. So Headplant ultimately kind of satisfied the requirements, the medical requirements for like the PhD. And I'm so glad because I didn't have to do double duty. But again, when we talk about rabbit holes, that was mine. And I just dove into it and I just studied. I formulated, studied further. And so really when you use anything from the Headplant offerings and whatnot, it is such an intentional formulation from the way that it feels, from the way that it smells, the aromatherapy, everything has a purpose intended medically and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say we delve into some of the products, CBD infused. Could you talk some, before we look at some of the products, I guess, could you tell us some more about what is the big stink about CBD?
Oh gosh. You know, and I think they're learning more and more and just how medicinal like hemp is. I mean, for a long time, hemp has had quite a history in our country, kind of a back and forthness with it. But when it comes to like the body ecology and whatnot, it has served everything from anti-anxiety down to complete cellular turnover. And I think one of the big main actions, medically speaking, that CBD offers is it's extremely anti-inflammatory. And when you reduce that inflammation, we always say inflammation is like the devil. And, you know, and what causes inflammation, that's a whole other like topic of discussion. But once you, you know, have this inflammation, nothing can heal. I always say nothing can heal if it's pissed off. And that's even a pimple. Even a pimple is aggravated.
Absolutely.
So if we can drive down that inflammation, then the body starts to heal. So CBD is a big contributor of that. Just anti-inflammation, rather you ingest it or apply it topically.
I don't know. Call it what you will, but I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And Travis actually works for a healthcare company that does rehab.
Yeah.
And I could imagine maybe the two concepts merging. What do you think about that?
It's very difficult when you work in a corporate structure.
Very.
Because of the testing and the products getting in, it has to be approved, not just in for one location. It would be a system-wide thing, and it's very difficult to get any products into an established corporate area.
It's so hard. I couldn't even get into REI. It was like, you know, it's tricky, and sometimes it gets hosed up at like, well, this is how we're reminded at a federal level, it's still not 100% like, you know,
accepted
or you know, or it's state by state. I think for a while there was a point where I couldn't sell to certain states, and now if we can. But you know, even to start up a business, I'll tell you that was one of my biggest battles or hurdles I had to get through, was just to even find a bank account that would accept me. That was really, really, really hard.
It's a federally insured bank.
No, it was almost like I was a risk. I was a high risk. I mean, I went on to say even someone, I want to say it was even a rep from Google at one point in time, told me that there's three things that they cannot do marketing plans for. And it was like gambling, I don't know if it was like ammunition or something like that, and me. I was like up, that was like part of this like trifecta of no-nos. But it was really, really hard. And I ended up getting that bank account. All I wanted was an operating checking account so I could do my thing. That's all I wanted. And eventually, I mean, and everybody, God, no. And then you had to talk to upper level management who didn't understand what the hell was going on. And I knew that. You know, and they would just ghost you. They're like, oh, let me talk to the higher ups. And they just never would call you again. But ultimately, I ended up getting like just a small little credit union out of Fernandina Beach. They're like, we'll work with you, but we need all your credentials and all the lab reports and your diplomas and your offer. And they wanted like everything. I was like, fine, here, just take it. I don't care. I just need a function. And then from there, it was like, you know, you had to find credit card processing system that is CBD compliant, and then web hosting that was CBD compliant, and then, oh, by the way, they had to be integrated. It was a pain in the ass, but we did it. We finally did it. Yeah, it was a lot. And then even through that, it was kind of a heavy vetting process. So there was a point in time where if you had signed on to Headplant's Instagram account in the early days, you would have heard me riff about everything about it. I was like an open book too. And then eventually, I probably said too much because they kind of copped her over you a little bit. And so they end up, if they don't like something that you've said, they will hold your money. Which was like, oh my God, that's my money. Give me my money, you know? But they said you have to edit. So we didn't like what you said on your website, on your Instagram account. You can't say this, you can't say that. Gosh. So then there was a whole bunch of editing and deleting. Ultimately, it just probably looked like I sold soap. Like, I don't know. It was like, it was so hard, but and I ended up opting out of the program. We got our money back. And then at that point, we as a team kind of turned back in. We're like, all right, let's redo this the right way. I'd rather someone do this to us now at $1,200 instead of like $50,000. When we're, you know, let's just do it the right way and make it work. And so that was one of our earlier biggest hurdles, I would say. And it was kind of like we rose like a phoenix out of the ashes, quite frankly. And so, you know.
So that's something that a lot of people don't think about when they're starting a business is the financial implications of what you're selling and what you're trying to do. So it really sounded like that hurdle was them censoring you.
They leaned to it and say, well, you know, this is per FDA regulation. And of course, you know, you get a little miffed because you have feelings about the FDA already. And you're like, eh. But you just do it because you just want to run your business, right? And so, you know, there's just a lot of words that they don't want. And I'm like, well, I don't understand because it does this and it does that. But, you know,
it's funny, their commercials are full of words.
Oh my God. Tons, but
propaganda,
you know, so
you name it, man.
Yeah, and you just learn to dance around it, and then after a while, you kind of start. At least I did. I started to get a little bit more loose, a little bit more liberal in like what I say, and then I look at others. I'm like, well, how does this account say what they're doing? How do they get away with that? And I really, to this day, I don't know. But then I just started either kind of misspelling certain words just to kind of not get flagged. But I think sometimes too, we get flagged with weird stuff like bath bomb. I think bomb sounds, you know what I mean?
You don't go into Lowe's and say, man, I just blew up the bathroom.
I mean, some might, but in a way, kind of did.
So
we get flagged for things like that. Or, you know, if you're on like TikTok, I don't even think I saw a hashtag for hemp, to be quite honest. And I knew something said cannabis and something that we did, and that got taken down. Every once in a while, something gets taken down. You're like, what happened? But, you know,
see,
like, who are you going to talk to?
Now, though, Instagram. There's all kinds of crazy stuff on there.
It is getting. It's getting looser. I just recently put up an Instagram post and it got taken down twice and I couldn't figure out why because they didn't even give you a notice of saying, you know,
really?
you violated community, blah, blah, blah. And I'd like to know what I violated, to be quite honest. But really all it was you saw that someone, you know, with like a combat boot on, they just kind of put their leg up on the side of a bathtub and they used one of our serums to whatever. And of course, you know, we just had, you know, we had some written words to go with it, whatever, but it was Nothing. It was like a leg with a boot on.
Speaking of bomb, you gave me a gift basket that I might share with you. I might not.
Oh, yeah.
You mind if we go through?
No, go ahead. Yeah, please.
So first one is...
Let's see what you got.
The amulet.
Oh, emollient. Emollient. See, yeah.
My wife said it right. You probably would have said it. Well, you already know that.
That's kind of like a hidden gem for people. It's sort of like, if you know, you know kind of thing. The emollient lives up to its name, and what kind of emollient leans to, if you're not, one is not familiar with that term, it's very just rich. It's very rich. It's very hydrating. But, well, I've always said if headplant made a beautifier, what would it look like? And it's the emollient. So it's a very thick, dense kind of, it's like a cream, if for lack of a better word. But it's a loaded product. So we have in there everything from amino acids, hyaluronic acid, MSM. Ooh, we have our kind of like what makes headplant headplant, our kind of proprietary nutritional serum that goes in there. Everything has vitamin D, 3, so forth. But these products are, because of the stack, the supplemental stack that it is, it dives in deep into your system. So if we're going to have something that is going to pull in deep into like your system, a little bit deeper than something that would sit superficially on the skin, I want it to take all the nutrients that we can and like go for it.
Next one is
the salve.
The salve. That is...
I'm just not saying it correctly.
Oh, yeah. You know, we always have a joke behind the scenes about salve. And I'm like, for anybody who knows me, I'm like, I bet you never said the word salve in your life until you met me. And now that's all we say. But...
So you got two salves.
Yeah, we actually, honestly, we have like, oh my God, we probably have like, do I dare say like six kinds.
Oh, so what is salve compared to the other?
So, you know, salve, what a salve basically is, to put it in simple terms, it's almost like we know what an ointment is. We know what a balm is. Salve is kind of in the middle, and it's really about the firmness of it. So, for example, we use local beeswax. I work with like a local apiary here in Jacksonville, and I render the beeswax and whatnot. So it's a matter of how much we put in there. So, for example, an ointment would be...
Can I open this?
It says, man.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, so you got something like a chapstick, for example, that is kind of real super firm. Mm-hmm. That would be like more like a balm. You have an ointment that's loose.
It's a different
right.
matter.
The emollient is the only product on our line that actually has like a water content. That's that hydrosol that I speak about.
What would you use these for?
So the one that salve. Yeah. It's
I said it wrong, huh?
No, you're good. Okay. You're good. Right. That kind of green minty forward salve that you have, actually that's one of our CBD free offerings.
Oh, okay.
But it's still densely nutrient. Right. So you've got one that's very cooling, soothing, skin regenerative, whatnot. Actually, I always talk about that one in particular because I had like the best before and after picture from somebody, and they had like just this long line of stitches from like a motorcycle accident. It was just like a railroad track of like stitches. And she slathered that on all the, like it was her business, and that incision line healed so seamlessly. So it healed quick, it's seamless, minimal discoloration, minimal scarring. It kind of speaks to like
so
the power
of Silverdyne. They call it Silverdyne.
Silverdyne is usually
those
for
burns.
Like burns, and the antimicrobial aspects of the silver help.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that has a lot of antimicrobial properties within it. It really does, actually. It's antiviral, antifungal, antimicrobial, antipathogenic, anti. It's all like within that. And so I kind of appreciated that because sometimes I'm like, well, you know what? It's not the CBD show anymore. That actually spoke to the formulation, the baseline formulation that makes it what it is. But the orange one that you have in your hand, now that does have a CBD content in it, but that's more of like a topical thermogenic. So it's very warming.
I was noticing it had the black pepper and the clove in it.
Uh-huh.
And the smell of this is just phenomenal.
Oh,
I really like the smell of this
Thank you. Yeah.
For Logan.
for Logan or me. My arm's been working me lately too.
Well,
I
mean, we have one for each.
Do each of them? Do you have different concentrations of CBD in your products?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have. You know, I would always say we start off with the CBD free option because sometimes that's just a reach that people have. Then we bump it up to a therapeutic grade, which is what the orange is. And then there is an extra strength version that we have out there for really like inflammatory, you know, issues, depending on what's going on. But that orange, with the orange label on it, the citrus, clove, black pepper kind of forward fragrance about it. It's probably our number one selling product. And I think it's because it's like unlocking people's muscles, it's creating mobility, it's still very good for your skin. They're both very anti-inflammatory products. They're going to both drive it down, they're both going to feed your skin, but that one seems to become like the number one reach for, even if you kind of hurt, do I dare say, you could be locked up. Like, you ever just wake up and you're like, oh my God, I can't move my neck. Like, what did I do?
Absolutely.
I just slept. Like, you know, that's kind of sometimes is the reach. And you'll start to feel that it creates a lot of circulation is what's happening on the surface. And slowly you start to feel there's a loosening, there's movement. And ultimately what people say, pain relief.
Is there a community? Because obviously the support for this type of product is growing.
Yeah.
Immensely fast now. You know, like you said, it started kind of slow, but
yeah,
the way consumers work is supply and demand. Like if enough people want it, then it just, you know, there's CBD shops popping up all over the place.
There really, really is. It is all over the place. It's even, oh my God, it's like in a gas station. It's kind of crazy where it's, you're seeing it left and right. But I guess maybe if I understand what you're asking with like head plant, where are we popping up? Or I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it's just more of like, how are you involved in a local community?
Oh, okay. A few months, I personally have been on almost like a grassroots effort to really actually get out there, shake hands, talk about it, you know, invite people to kind of even follow us online, subscribe to us even actually, because, you know, we're about to really launch some like campaigns and really kind of dig into like the meat of like what is this, what's going on, what orange, green, what do I want, you know. But I did this here in Northeast Florida for a bit, and I showed up at everything from literally from a women's wellness fest to Fernandina Pride. I showed up in Palm Coast at some expo. You know, it's kind of, and it's interesting to say like who's your tribe, who's your niche, but the way that we see it, it's all bodies. It's not even a gender. It's not a, you know, this is a, you know, great product for women. This is a great product
for everybody, all ages.
It is. It really, really is. And, you know, everybody has skin. Everybody's got something. Everybody tells me about what they have. That's for sure. And they're like, I got this thing. And I'm like, okay. But they do. And, you know, and I think that it's interesting to watch people talk about it because they look so vulnerable when they're speaking about it, you know, whether they're, you know, I'm losing my hair, I can't move my neck, I got this weird bump, you know. And, you know, I have to tell them, like, bodies are just weird. They're just weird. And everybody's got a thing. But, you know, let's try this. Let's see, you know, how we can maybe incorporate this into your daily life. I don't want you to change much unless you're outwardly doing something that is just, like, not working for you. But maybe we can meet you where you're at on the daily, even if it's putting that salve all over your feet before you put socks on. That's like one of my biggest hot tips for people. You know?
I haven't tried your product yet, but yeah. I have tried others. The crazy thing is that it works almost instantaneous sometimes with some pain creams where, you know, you might have to take a Motrin. The Motrin increases your blood pressure, or, you know, there's all these other different side effects, or it just kind of masks it. I guess it does. You said earlier that you cured something. Yeah, you, not official in YouTube. You can't knock her.
I am never allowed to say that word. I have never. But you know, that's how it felt to me in its trial days. Pardon?
The FDA is not curing things either.
Oh God, I know. Rabbit hole alert.
Maybe they're curing their budget.
Rabbit hole.
We won't go down this road.
No, but it's true, and we all have certain really feelings about that, right? Yeah, no, and it's like, okay, so it's to quote cure something is, you know, a lofty reach, but you know, in my trials, it kind of did, at least in my eyes, and in the sense of. You know, for all right, so for example, we created a serum that I wanted to put in someone's scalp. You know, and this was someone who had kind of almost like a thick patch of white, kind of scaly skin, and it was even affecting how her hair grew out. And this is someone who even practices jiu-jitsu, like, I don't know how many days a week. And I remember telling this person, I'm like, if someone just kind of hits you in the head with their foot accidentally, you're going to bleed. This is going to crack and bleed. And it's affecting how your hair grows. So let me apply this on the daily. It's plant-based. It's the nutritional
like
stuff.
Sprouts,
pardon?
I was making a joke. Maybe she had some bean sprout.
I mean, kind of.
Your hair's kind of growing a little funky.
I mean, it is. And, then, you know, that's, of course, you know, like a lot of what I do for a living, right? And so I'm looking at her head. I'm like, let's do this.
Your hair looks great.
Pardon?
Your hair looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just the color blend and all that, you know, the cut.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I haven't colored my hair in forever, and then suddenly I decided that I needed to shave something and put some black in there just to make the actual silver pop. And that's how I keep from feeling like a grandma.
I didn't mean to take you off topic.
Nah, but...
Do you have any... obviously, you're still growing bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Do you have any future plans? Maybe it'll be nationwide and Target one day?
You know, I'm going to say that that is our aim. You know, we're kind of actually right now as a team, we've really have turned inward again. Like, you know, I would probably tell you like Headplant's probably about 5 years old. We went through a rebrand about a year ago to, you know, we redid the website. And when we were doing it, we thought, well, let's just turn it in. It felt like the biggest self-imposed audit ever. But it was so good for the business to turn inward. Look at the language, look at everything. We redid the logo, et cetera, et cetera. It was just so much. And then so fast forward, here we are again, and we're like, all right, let's look at this again because we have, you know, this great, you know, iteration, but it's time to evolve it. So I would probably even say in the next, I don't know, at this point in time, in the next week or two, we're probably going to have like a new website again that's even more tightened up because we've learned a lot along the way on how to... maybe simplify it so that way the masses understand, because there's a lot to unpack with Headplant. There really, really is. And I think, you know, I don't want to overfeed everybody and then they're like, I don't know what to grab and whatnot. But to your question, like I would probably tell you that we are aiming for like a national brand. So, you know, and we're growing here. We've won Best in Jacksonville twice in a row. Quietly kind of went brick and mortar, so to speak, in San Marco, at least with like headquarters. We still work with like the local holistic school here. They're actually a great hidden gem. I would recommend everybody go check them out if you're in the Jacksonville area. But we're also blipping up in other states as well, which is kind of neat. So I foresee like over the next 5 years, it's probably going to be a lot of travel, probably going to be some expansion. I think a stronger online presence. And we really actually hope to really collaborate with a lot of our professional like partners. Like we have some wholesale vent partners that we work with that put us on, they have us on their shelves. So I want to work with them a little bit more because everybody has their own like expertise, rather they're a barber, a chiropractor, you know, someone from a CrossFit gym, et cetera. Everybody has a reason to reach for like Headplant, and it would be really nice to kind of collaborate with people to say, well, how do you as the professional massage therapist, what do you like to do? How do you use Headplant? And create conversation and community, like even just online and whatnot, because there's a lot of conversation now to be had.
It's great that this product does build all that and has all that potential. But most importantly, why we asked you on here is the fact that you are a contributor to society, and it makes America stronger. People like you, having the ingenuity to go out and educate yourself to
to achieve your
overflowing overflowing with knowledge, and then being able to implement that. And to and all it is, I mean, yeah, it's a business, you got to make money, but at the end game is to help people feel better,
have a positive impact on someone else's life.
I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. I always say, like, currently I'm very mobility minded. I think about that all the time. And when I speak to that, I see everybody like light up, because I think it's just something that we all get, you know, whether it's like, you know, we're kind of hosed up, or, you know, what I like, sometimes I'm like, I miss moving around like a ninja, you know, or, you know, I mean,
you know, as you get older. Yes, you definitely
you do. Right. I mean, think about, like, you know, if you're down on the floor, like, is it easy for you to get back up?
It's getting harder.
It's getting harder, right?
Because we don't do it as much. We get, we are older. We kind of pick and choose our battles, and getting up off the floor, I'd rather not be on the floor. So,
but I chances mean, are it might happen, right?
And or... then training, if I think we, a lot of us stop training when we get to a certain point, and then we forget that. My mom gave a perfect example not too long ago. She was, when she came down to visit, she had talked about training elderly, our elderly population. She did swimming classes, swimming aerobics and stuff.
I love swimming.
But what she told me was, you know, when she's doing aerobics outside of the water, she has people do side steps, cross steps, crossing their legs over and over. Because actually, when I see a lot of patients come into where I'm at with broken bones, it's because they fell. And it's many times that lack of coordination. They lose it because they're not practicing it.
Because you forgot.
And that's all you have to do, is just spend a few minutes a day walking in that direction, or doing the cross steps to keep that coordination intact.
You know, in yoga, we always say that it's the art of getting up off the floor. And, you know, I even tell my clients all the time, I'm like, we just lose balance and stability as we get older. So sometimes, like, see what it feels like to walk backwards. Just try it. Just one step at a time, walk backwards. Just see what it feels like. Remember that.
And when you have an ache and pain, put on some cream.
Sav up.
Sav up. Mindy, we would like to thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Absolutely.
And, well, this was fun.
Building a digital print, digital footprint for your business.
Thank you.
We hope this launches your business even further.
Oh, yeah. No,
podcast,
thank you.
So,
there you go.
if you're interested, in the description we'll have all of her links and the headplant and whatnot.
Please check her out. Give her a like and a subscribe.
Thank you.
Did you have something last to say?
No, other than, I mean, I would just like to invite, just what you said, I'd like to invite everybody to kind of follow us online. I think we're about to really embark on some really cool stuff and have some great conversation that I think is just relative to each and every body. So, cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, the more I do these, the better, more information I get. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks
thank you, guys.
Watching.